Welcome to today's devotional, which is day 4, We Are Chosen, written by John Cameron. Let's begin today's devotional with worship music from Nathan Walker.
From the depths of the ocean to the blue in the sky, from the shades of a rainbow to the cool in the night, these are the ways you make me feel alive. From the blood in my body to the breath in my chest, from the way you forgive me to the way you forget, these are the ways you make me feel alive. I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm alive. From a prayer down deep in my heart, I once said, to a promise that keeps myself moving ahead. That was the day I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm alive. I need you, Lord, I need you, I need you more than life. Than life.
God, in his infinite wisdom, chose to make man as early as the sixth day of creation. From the very beginning, God deemed man a holy creature. Deuteronomy 7:6 declares, "For you are a holy people unto the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a special people unto himself above all the people that are on the face of the earth." Isn't that great? His hand formed man, and his breath filled man with creative living power. Notice first that God has chosen us. He has chosen us to be called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Imagine what it would be like to still be groping in the darkness, clueless to the pathway of destruction and lost in utter darkness. Matthew writes, "The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And upon those who sat in the region and the shadow of death, light has dawned." The light has shined in the darkness, and the light's name is Jesus. Secondly, we see that we are chosen to be a special people. We are not to blend into the ordinary. In fact, the opposite. We are set apart for something holy. We call that sanctified. We are set apart to have a relationship with a holy God. We are special because of the work of grace that was done on Calvary. If God was willing to have his son be killed and die for us on the cross, what does that say about how he feels about us? You are right. We are very special and loved. The key word for this devotion is chosen. Chosen means to be selected or appointed. The truth is, God knows every one of us. He looks past our flaws, our failures, and blunders. Instead, he sees our potential. And as a result, he chooses to totally reconstruct our lives, body, soul, and spirit. The psalmist reminds us, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people he has chosen for his own inheritance." We are a Christian nation, and God has appointed this people to carry the light of the Father into the darkness that plagues mankind. He commissions us, the chosen, to go into all the world and tell the good news, leading people to salvation, baptizing and making disciples of them. Think of this: God Almighty chose us for his most important vital mission. Commissioned like a soldier for service, we are charged to make all means and effort to complete the task. In the book of Timothy, Paul indicates that no one engaged in warfare entangles himself in the affairs of this life in order that he may please the one God who has chosen him to be a soldier. What is the main calling of a chosen soldier in the army of God? To be skillful and a master in the art of war. Paul is warning and encouraging us that if we connect with and get attached to the world and all its longings, we will have our hands tied to be severely handicapped to fight the good fight of faith. So rather than connect to the world, we choose daily to connect to the Holy Spirit, which empowers us to live godly, victorious lives worthy of the special calling we have been chosen for. Let's take a moment and thank God that he reached out and chose us. Thank you. Is there anything on your heart today that you'd like to share with him? Or ask him if there's anything on his heart today that he wants to share with us to help us through the day. Today's memory verse is from 1 John 4:9. In this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Let's say that verse together again. In this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. 1 John 4:9. Let's say the verse one last time. In this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. 1 John 4:9. So nice to have you join us today. Have a blessed day.